point that this Torah was that in order to see the Mapol of Rishonim, it's impossible unless you have the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Shev liyemini, adoshesevecha adem l'raklecha, stay to the right side, the right is Bechina Eretz Yisrael. As it's said by Binyamin, he was called Benyamin because he was born by Eretz Yisrael. He was Bechina Eretz Yisrael, and then, he was born in Eretz Yisrael, exactly, and through that, through this Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, a person can be zeichet to have his enemies be made his footstool. Then Rabbi Nathan said, how do you draw the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael nowadays? It's only through the Bechina of the Avos HaKadoshim, because wherever the Avos are, that's where the Shechina is, and wherever the Shechina is, that's Bechina Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the union of the Shechina, Malchus, Eretz is Malchus, the Eretz Miskayim Amaloi, Rabbi Nathan brought in Torah Dalet. Eretz gives a person his upstandingness, his Malchus, his bearing. And which is the Bechina of the Shechina, which is Malchus, and therefore a person through this Bechina of Eretz Yisrael is zechet to have the Or. So through the Bechina of the Avos HaKadoshim, the Or of the Avos HaKadoshim, a person is zechet to have the Shechina, and by having the Shechina, he has the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, which means he has the Rishon wiped out. Then Rabbi Nizal went on to discuss the power of the Rishonim. What's the power of the Rishonim? Their Ra'ayin. That's the main weapon that they use against Tzadikim. Their Koyach of Ra'ayin. And Rabbi Nizal said that how do we battle this? By the Tzadikim judging Hashem, Lakaskus in a sense, where Hashem sometimes gives Rishonim much better than they really deserve. By Tzadikim judging them, judging Hashem, Lakaskus, that Hashem's judgment is right and pure and everything. By them doing that, Hashem gives them the power, a feeling for tefillah. Rabbi Nizal proved how when a person judges Hashem Kaskus, which is Bechinas Tzedoko is Hashem, Rabbi Nizal proved through Psukim that by doing that, the tzaddik's heart becomes smoothed out, and he's given a power to daven much more and much better than ever before. And when he davens, he's zeichet to play all this singing of the proper mishpat, where the Rishon get nichma and everything, etc., etc. Then Rabbi Nizal went off on a tangent, showing how the concept of tefillah and the concept of Por Aduma are very much associated. He based it on the pasuk on Neshama Forim Sfosenu. So we see that tefillah is an union of karbonos. Which karbonos specifically? Porim. Which karbon associated with Porim? Por Aduma. Tefillah is an union of Por Aduma. And then Rabbi Nizal showed how all the items that go into the makeup of a Por Aduma, the Ofer, the Efer, the Shechito, the Sreifa, the Asifa, and the Eitz Erez, the Ezev, and Shnei Toilas, all of those items have their equal, have their corresponding power within Tefillah. The Ofer and Efer was the Bechina of the Hiskashrus to Tzadikim Amidim Sheikh Neofer that's involved in Tefillah. The Efer was the union of being Machnia, the Rosha, within yourself. When a person gets up to have a spoiler, this sort of daven, one of the main items that he's davening for is to be Machnia, the Rishus, within himself. That's a Bechina of Efer, as the Pasuk says, Va'asaisem Rishoyim ki yihiyu Efer tachas kapos rablechem. You'll crush the Rishoyim, they'll be like ashes under your feet. So we see that this concept of destroying Rishus is a concept of Efer, which is found in the Tefillah also. Then Rabbi Nizal showed how Erez and Ezev and Shnei Toilas were the Bechina of the three Koilos, which a person is Mesakein through the Koil of Tefillah. We had that whole paragraph last time. And that, then Rabbi Nizal started to, we started last time, where Rabbi Nizal said that when a person davens properly, he causes a Hisnaitzitzus of the Oyer Zechus Avos, Bechina Aschala Zechus Avos, which is the Bechina Chala, is an Indian of Tefillah. Chala, as we see, Vayechal Moshe Espen Hashem Likov, and Chala is the union of the Gimel Avos. If you recall, last time we learned the piece in Zayir Kodesh, where the Zayir Kodesh says that what is the Shir of Chala? The Shir of Chala is Mem Gimel Bayim, Vechemesh Beya, 43 and a fifth eggs. And the Zayir Kodesh says that the 43 is Mem Gimel, the fifth, a fifth is one from five. In Mispar Koton, 50 is also 5. So that's the letter Nun would also symbolize 1 from 5. So the Zohar Kodesh says, so if we want to summarize the Shir for Chala, it's Mogain, Mem Gimel Nun, Mogain. Mem Gimel is the 43 eggs. The Nun stands for 1 from 5. And the Zohar Kodesh says that this word Mogain is the Rosh Tevis of Michoel, Gavriel, and Nurikel. And the Zohar Kodesh says that wherever those three Malachim are found, that's where the Avos HaKadoshim are found. This is what the Zohar Kodesh says. And I have mentioned on Thursday that we were learning that go find Pshat. And this you can bang your head against the wall, there's no Pshat. rabbis on Eretz Yisrael about 3 years ago once said over from one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, what's the association between these three Malachim and the Yos HaKadoshim? Michoel, Gavriel, Nurikael is Bigimatria, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's on what the Zera Kodesh is basing it on. Because Michoel, Gavriel, Nurikael, minus the Koilel, minus each one of the Koilelim, is Bigimatria, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov with the Koilel. In other words, if you elevate this up one Madrega and elevate this down, you get a perfect merge, a perfect meet. So we see that wherever those three Malachim are found, that's where the Avos HaKadoshim are found. Wherever the Avos HaKadoshim are found, that's where the Shechina is found. Because where do we find the mitzvah of Chawa coming to Bnei Yisrael? That was the first mitzvah that he got in coming, in entering Eretz Yisrael, which is the Bechina of coming close to the Shechina.
It's a plan in the Malachim of Michal's Chesed and Gavriel's Gvura. I don't know about Rikael.
Oh, okay.
The Pharisee, that also.
You could. However, this is much clearer. This is clear as day. So then you see clearly what the connection is. Okay, now let's go into this part, this part in the Torah where we're up to, which is Eis Ches. We had started it, we'll start it again, and we'll try to move a little quickly. Rabbi Nezal says, V'ayidei tefila ketikunai misnaites oyer zuchus avois v'bechinas chala zuchus avois. The mitzvah of chala is what arouses the zuchus avois. V'zeh naaseh v'ayidei tefilois ketikunai. If this is aroused through tefilois properly, why? Rabbi Nezal says, Ki chala zechus avos al yedei v'yechal Moshe esfnei Hashem l'kov. How do we get the zechus avos to be aroused? Through the bechina of tefillah, because by tefillah we find this term chala, v'yechal Moshe esfnei Hashem l'kov. Al yedei bechinas tefillah. Uba'asar, the avos tamon, and wherever the avos hakdashim are found, shchinto tamon, that's where the shchina is found. Shehi bechinas chala, the shchina is the bechina of chala. How do we know that? If you recall, we had mentioned that the pasuk says, va'af gam zois, v'yosem v'eretz avim, v'masem v'agavim. We said that gam is the bechina of the shchina. Gam is the bechina of the shchina, and zois is the bechina of the shchina. If you would recall,
v'af
gam zois, that's number one. But if you would recall from Torah Mem Tes, Rabbi Nezal, I'll quote the pasuk: Mi am zois oylam in amidbor. Mi is bina. Zois was the malchus. Zois was the shechina. If you recall, mi in zois oylam in amidbor. Through dibor, through tefillah, the upper shechina and the lower shechina go up. If you recall that. So I mentioned, how do we know that Gam is the Shechina? How do you prove that Gam is the Shechina? Rabbi Nezal's talking up here about Gam being the Shechina. I'm saying so for Jeff. Rabbi Zal once said a fabulous Chiddush from the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says on the Pasuk, Hine Matoiv Umanoim, Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. If you know your Hebrew language, Hine Matoiv Umanoim, Sheves Achim Yachad. What's Sheves Achim? Gam Yachad. When brothers live also together. The Zohar Kodesh says that whenever two Yidden have Achdus among them, have Ahava among them, the Shechina associates there. Where do we see it? The words Gam Yachad are exactly Begematria, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Showing that who's the Gam? The Gam is the Shechina. Sheves Achim Yachad? No, there's a Gam there. The Gam Yachad shows who the Gam is. That's the Shechina. So we see that this word Gam refers to the Shechina. What is Gam? Gam is the mitzvah of Chala. Chala, Ches Lamed Hei, is Begimatria Gam. And that's why the Shir for Chala is this Mem Gimel Bein, this 43 eggs. Okay. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Gam, Bechinas Chala. The term Gam, which refers to the Shechina, is the Bechina of Chala. Shehu Shir Mem Gimel Bein. What is the Shir of Chala? 43 and a fraction eggs. Vehi bechinas Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Chala symbolizes the concept of conquering Eretz Yisrael, acquiring Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki zayis hamitzvah nistavu sheyasu tekev. This mitzvah the Jews were commanded to perform immediately when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosav, as it says in the Chumash, v'hoyo ba'acholchem ilechem horetz. It'll be as soon as you'll start eating from the bread of Eretz Yisrael. What do I want you to do? Tarimu truma mereishis arisaisechem. Chala, chala. You should see to it to take off from the first of your arisa, from the first of your tevua, take off chala. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Torimu truma, ki ba'asar da'avohon tamon, shchinto tamon. Because in the place, why this double lashon? Just a second. Ki ba'asar da'avohon tamon, shchinto tamon. Because wherever the Oveis HaKadoshim are found, that's where the Shechina is found. Dehi bechinas chala. The Shechina is this bechina of chala. Chala is begematria gam. This inyan of the Shechina. He Eretz Yisrael. And the Shechina is the inyan of Eretz Yisrael. Va'al yedei, because what is Eretz Yisrael? Bechinas emuna, shchon eretz re'ei emuna. What is emuna? Elum ulimto shapir tadal esvayinim. That's the shchina. Emuna and the shchina are synonymous. Va'al yedei bechinas Eretz Yisrael, and through the bechina of Eretz Yisrael, loy dai shenitza el mira ayin shel rishoyim. Not only is the person rescued from the ra ayin of the rishoyim, elo gam roye bohem ma shehem rotzu l'roiz boi. The person is zeichet to see happen to the rishoyim what the rishoyim wanted to see happen to him. Va'ad achshav, till this point, when a person acquired this bechina of Eretz Yisrael, how did he acquire it? By arousing his chusovos. How did he do that? Through tefillah kitikuna, by injecting all of these ingredients into his tefillah that we spoke about. So ad achshav, of Rumaskiyos Libom, everything that the Goyim had in their hearts, all the sick thoughts that they had in their hearts, passed along, and they got away with it. Shehisigu Yoser Mimashe Savu, the Goyim was zechet to be masig even more than they wanted to do. The Rishon was zechet to be masig to do more damage, to achieve a higher madrega of success, even than they were looking for.
Was that
Hisavu. However, now al yedei vayichal, through the perfection of tefillah, al yedei chala zechus avos, through the sinyan of chala, which refers to these zechus avos, arousing the zechus of the avos hakadoshim, al yedei chala truma, through chala truma, al yedei Eretz Yisrael, through chala, which is the sinyan of truma, an inyan of kedusha, al yedei Eretz Yisrael, through the bechina of Eretz Yisrael, nase libom teicheles nemushcha. The hearts of the Goyim become a drawn-out techeles. In other words, whatever they seek to do becomes very drawn out, where they're not able to succeed. They're not able to see any success in sight whatsoever.
What's
an accomplishment, like. In other words, miloshin haschola, sort of. In other words, beginning to perform an action gets drawn out. It doesn't take effect. Machla leif, which their toicheles gets converted to machla, sickness of the heart. Their heart, instead of being a source of gvura, becomes a source of sickness, weakness, and it destroys them. Now Rabbi Nizal says, everything we had so far in this Torah is summed up in a pasuk in Tehillim. Watch how this works. The pasuk says, Kaveh el Hashem u'shmur darkoi, davin to Hashem, and guard the path of Hashem. Just a second. V'roinimcho l'reshes eretz, and through that Hashem will elevate you. You'll be zeichet to inherit Eretz Yisrael. And through that, just a second, Behikoreis Rishonim Tireh, you'll see the destruction of Rishonim. Rabbi Nizal is going to show how this pasuk summarizes everything we had so far. V'zehu, this is what's found in Tehillim, where the David HaMelech says, Kaveh el Hashem, Davin ta Hashem, Ushmor Darkoi, Zeh Bechinas Tikkun HaTfilah. This refers to perfection of Tfilah. Kaveh is an Indian of Tfilah. By the way, I once mentioned this to Rabbi Zal, and Rabbi Zal said it's kosher, that the last letters of Tzadik ben Manasseh Yichyeh, when we say Tzadik ben Manasseh Yichyeh, Tzadik lives with Tfilah, the last letters are Kaveh. And Rabbi Zal told me at the time that the first letters are Tzvi, which is the union of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi, which is again the union of Tfilah. We see that this whole union of Tzadik ben Manasseh Yichyeh is an union of Tfilah.
So it's Sefer Tevis
Kaveh, which is an union of Tfilah. And Rosh HaTevis of Tzvi, which is
Tzadik
ben Manasseh Yichyeh. Tzvi is Rosh HaTevis Yerachmiel Ben Tzvi.
Wow! Now, Tzvi stands for Eretz Yisrael?
Exactly. Eretz Yisrael is always called Eretz Tzvi, the land of the deer, because just like a deer's skin is blah blah blah, and also, there's another reason that the Gemara gives, because Eretz Yisrael is the quickest in having its fruit ripen. If you recall from being in Eretz Yisrael has the earliest ripening season out of all countries in the world. Eretz Yisrael gets its shefa tchila, if you recall, from what we had in Torah Tess.
In the heaven. Always Tzvi represents Eretz Yisrael. Tefillah?
Tzvi means a deer.
So how do you say Tefillah?
Because Tzvi is the nickname of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is always Bechinas Tefillah. Shchon Eretz or Ei Emunah, right? Eretz Yisrael is Emunah Tefillah. Saying, showing how that whole pasuk is just filled with tefillah. Okay, let's continue inside. So we know that Kaveh el Hashem u'shmor darkoi is an inyan of tefillah. Bechinas Drichas Hakeshes, which is an inyan of the plowing forth of the rainbow. The rainbow is also this inyan of tefillah. If you recall, it says that when Noach was mispalel to Hashem after the mabul, that's when Hashem showed him that, I'll show you this remez, that whenever you'll see the sign of the Keshes, you'll know that it was a time when the world should have been destroyed, but Hashem had Rachmonis and didn't destroy the world. So we see that the Keshes is this symbol of Rachmonis that's brought about through tefillah. And where do we see the association with the Keshes and Tefillah? Just a second. Because there are basically three colors in the rainbow. Rabbi Nizal quotes the Zohar Kodesh here, which says, V'hein tlas gavnin de Keshes. This refers to the three basic colors of the rainbow. Sheheim oyer ha'avois ha'mitznaitis kanal. The rainbow refers to the Gimel Avois. As the Zohar Kodesh says, the Keshes refers to the three kolos of the Shofar, which are Tekiya is the Kuf, Shivorim is the Shin, the Tuf is Trua. You follow? Mm-hmm. In other words, in order to be able to identify Tkia from Trua, the Kuf stands for Tkia, the Shin is Shivorim, the Tuf is Trua, which correspond to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Rav Nosson Zal, in one place in the Kutei Halachas, goes to explain why.
That order?
Exactly.
Tkia,
Shivorim, Trua. Kuf, Shin, Tuf.
Abraham is
exactly. Because we said before that through Vayechal, through Tefillah, is Chala, is Bechinas Chusavos. Remember?
Amen.
One second. So, Rav Nosson Zal, one place in the Halachas shows exactly why each one of these Kailas is this one of the other Sakdashim. Tkia is a long, smooth Kail. Smooth is an inyan of Chasodim. Chasodim are always compared to Mayim. Meimei HaChasodim, which is something that flows smoothly. Chesed is an inyan of when things are going smooth. Kiseder, Bechinas Kiseder. Shvorim is an inyan of Yitzchak Avinu. Shvorim is Lishboer, which is an inyan of Dinim Pachad Yitzchak. Trua is an inyan, there's a posik that Rav Nosson Zal brings by, Utruas Melech Boi. What's the beginning of that posik? It's in the Mizmor. No, I think you're confusing two psukim. In any case, if you look in the Mizmor that said before Tkia Shofar, that's why I think it has this posuk of Shruas Melech Boy, and that refers to Yaakov. It doesn't?
No, wait, yeah.
It's in Chumash.
Yeah.
I think you might be right. It's in Vizayis HaBrochem, am I right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, in any case, Rav Nosson Zal shows how that posuk refers to Yaakov Avinu. So we see that Trua is an inyan of Yaakov Avinu. It says, Usru. Now, which are the three basic colors in the rainbow? What they are exactly, I don't know. What are the
yellow colors? Are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, green, blue, indigo, violet. But the basic ones you see are, I think, red, yellow, and blue. I think that you see most.
Could be, but it could be. You'd have to check this in the Zohar Kodesh. I know that Rabbeinu Zal quotes it in a different Torah in the Zohar Kodesh. So the Zohar Kodesh obviously tells you which are the three basic colors of the rainbow. I really don't know. Excuse me?
Wasn't there with white and black?
White is the combination of all colors. Yeah, but I'm not positive that this is what it's referring to. So I'd rather not say, okay? But in any case, that's what it is, which refers to the Gimel Avos HaKadoshim. And what happens through that? So the pasuk begins, Kaveh El Hashem Ushmor Darkei. If you'll do that, you know what happens? The pasuk continues, you'll be elevated to the point where you'll conquer the land. What is Eretz? Eretz Yisrael. Zel Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Through that, you'll be Zeche to Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Through Tfilah Kedikunai, you'll be Zeche to Eretz Yisrael. Vaideze, and through that, Bihi Koris Rishon Tire. Once you'll be Zeche to Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, you'll be Zeche to see the Rishon destroyed. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk we quoted in the beginning of the Torah, Shev Liyamini, Adoshi Saivecho, Adaim Laraglecho. Kanal, as we said previously. Vizehu, and note this, look how powerful this is. Vizehu Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna. Live in the land and you'll strengthen your emuna. Rabbein Zal says, Al yidei emuna, shehi hatfila, al yidei zeh bo lebechinas Eretz Yisrael. The key to getting to Bechinas Eretz Yisrael is only through emuna, which is only tefila. Those two are synonymous. Idea emunascha befi. The only way a person shows his emuna in Hashem is by how much tefila he has, specifically his chodekas. We should all be selected to perfect ourselves in that item.
What does drichas mean again?
Plowing forth of, sort of, the making of a derech, making a path, you follow?
Okay.
The keshes makes a derech. I don't know the best English word to say for it. But drichas horaglaya means the feet making a path. Like, there must be some treading word. Treading a path, like the treading forth of the Keshes. Something like that. Okay, let's try to do this one next paragraph. Rabbi Nizal says now, Vida, and you should know, Shalav kol adam yochay l'sakein koylois hanal b'tfilosoi. What we said before about being misakein, these gimel koylois, obviously not every person can do that in his tefillah. Okay. So Rabbi Nizal says, not every person is capable of being misakein these koylois with his tefillah. Ki lefa'amim ha-koylois hanal b'tfilosoi, heim yoytzim e'rishom gedeilem kol kach. There are times when these koilas which enter into the person's tefillah, these three koilas which we spoke about, come forth from such big rishayim, ad ki kol mi shayimed kenegdom nesakei nashayim, to the point where any person who tries to go up against these koilas, to be machnia these koilas, is putting his life in danger, literally. And to battle these types of koilas, you need a tefillah comparable to the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, so powerful a tefillah. We find that even by the tzaddik emes, there does exist a concept of fear in going up against certain super rishonim, such as Oig Melech HaBoshem, about whom the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, he was achizosoi b'yamin. He came forth from Avraham Avinu, which means he had an attachment to the side, to the right side, the side of chasodim, and therefore you had to be very careful in dealing with them, as Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Va'afilu Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom ho-yayorei me'oig melech ha-boshen. Moshe Rabbeinu was very afraid of oig melech ha-boshen. Ki achizas oig ho-yosomoch li'yamin. The achiza of oig in Kedusha was very close to Yamin. Why? Oig lived very close to Eretz Yisrael. Oig and Sichon were the shemrei ha-pesach of Eretz Yisrael. Ki omar, oh, 1 minute. Ad shomer ha-kadosh baruch hu le-Moshe. And until Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, al tira oisai, don't fear him, ki biyodcho, because I'll give him over into your hands. Until that point, Moshe Rabbeinu was very much afraid of Oig, very much afraid. By the way, Rabbeinu Zal brings this in Likutei Moharan Tanina, in Torah Ches, which is the Torah which we say for Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole piece describing what Oig Melech HaBoshen was and why Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him.
Did David Melech handle more right when I had too much trouble with Oig?
No, David Melech didn't contend with Oig.
When he had a pitchfork down, he fell in the pitchfork.
That's Goliath.
You're talking about somebody else.
A giant.
You're talking about somebody else. You're talking about the brother of Goliath who did that, who stuck a spear in the ground and he threw up, what's his name? He threw up Abishai, you know, to land on the spear and kill him. And then David HaMelech said Hashem and he had him suspended in the air and then he did battle. It was either Goliath or Goliath's brother that pulled that. But it wasn't Goliath. It wasn't Goliath, for sure.
Who was the one who was sitting on the ark.
There's a machlekes whether he was sitting on the outside holding on or whether he was inside. There's a whole Rebbe Zal once said a whole piece of Torah on that. Okay, just a second. He's the one when it says Vayovoy Hapolit, you know, to give Avraham Avinu the news about the light, that was Oig Melech HaBoshen. Okay, 1 second. Ki Omar, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ho Yamina Dili Istalik, Kemavur Bezayah. I'm afraid that my koyach of Yamin is Istalik. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not Zeichet Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the singing of Yamin. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was very much afraid to go up. Exactly. Was very much afraid to go up against Oig Melech HaBoshen. And Va'oig Achizosei B'Yamin. And Oig's Achiza was in the Yamin. Shehu Mibnei Beisa Da Avraham. Number one, how do we know that Oig's Achiza was B'Yamin? There are two reasons why. Number one, he was from the Bnei Bayis of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu we know is the Yamin, is the right side. And also, Arzai Somoch L'Eretz Yisrael. Oig's country was right near Eretz Yisrael, which is the Bechin of Yamin. Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the right side. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was very afraid to start up with him. So that's how afraid Moshe Rabbeinu was lehizgaris b'shulim. Surely other people also have to know to be afraid in dealing, going up against big rishon, to be machnia their koilos. A person has to study himself very, very carefully, study over, review his deeds, and to understand the origin of this Rosha whom he's trying to be machnia, to understand where the Sheresh Achiza of this Rosha is, in Yucha, to know whether it's possible for him to poke fun at this Russia and to destroy this Russia. A person has to know. In other words, Rabbi Nezal says this is a very, very delicate item. Shitzah
means destroy?
Shitzah. But Eshetzah means to destroy. That's the Aramaic word of to destroy.
And Iskaris means make fun of?
Exactly.
In the Sefer Brachos, they discuss that whole thing.
Exactly. That whole Amit Beis. Exactly. Rav Shimon Yochai is the one who says, well, what's the big deal? If anyone who's afraid to start up with a Russia is a chicken. A person who's a tzaddik gomor has nothing to be afraid of. And Rav Nezal brought it also in Terech Hesh, if you recall.
Yes, a tzaddik and anyone attached to him
has
the right to do it.
Exactly, has the right to do it. But note, he's still saying that it involves care. It's a delicate item. And now, the next thing we're going to have is Rav Nezal is going to review the Maimor of the Gemara that we started off with, the story of Abishol, and show how that Maimor is included everything we said so far in a beautiful manner. Then Rav Nezal is going to also talk about two Malachim, and how those two Malachim, the Yichud of two Malachim, one Malach is the Malach Samach Nun Dalad Lamed, Pevov Nun, about which we have a beautiful Chiddush. Rav Nezal once said that that's the Seid of Yefei Naif Mesais Kuk. There's a whole beautiful thing on that. And the Malach Mentes. So for Marty's sake, there's a lot of action coming up. If it's a shame, next time we'll finish this time. Right. By the way, just for a second, for Jeff's sake, number one, and for anybody else's sake, this is very good to remember. This is one of the items that I said over in Eretz Yisrael that time when I spoke to the Torah. This is one of Rebbe Zal's beautiful chidushin that Rebbe Zal said over, not of his own, of the Sifrei Kabbalah, which turns on the lights on a few things which people don't know about. What, number one, what's pshat in the whole story of Sicha and Aik around Eretz Yisrael? What's pshat of the 2.5 Shvatim who remained outside of Eretz Yisrael? Why? What? Who? When? The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that Sicha and Enoig in Tumo were referred to as the Shemrei HaPesach. They were the Klipos who guarded the Pesach of Eretz Yisrael, trying to prevent people, Jews, from coming into Eretz Yisrael. That was their mission. They were the Klipos. The Pasuk says, Saviv Rishon Yishalochon, right? The Rishon stand around on the outside, around the at the Pesach of the Kedusha, La Pesach Chatos Reivetz, trying to prevent Bnei Israel from entering into the Kedusha, entering into Eretz Israel. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that's Pshat when it says by Moyov that when Moyov heard what happened to Sichon and Oig, they got petrified. So the Lashon used is Vayogor Moyov Mipnei Bnei Israel. What's Pshat Vayogor? Yogar is a very strange Lashon. Why doesn't it say Vayira? We never find that word Vayogar used very, very, very rarely throughout the Torah. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that this word Yogar, Reish Yud Gimel, is Begematria Sichayim plus Oyeg. That he was afraid of this power that Bnei Israel had at this time to be Machnia, these two Klipos. Where do we find that power? How does that power exist today? What mitzvah do we have today that's called the mitzvah of Shmiras HaPesach?
Mezuzah.
The mitzvah of mezuzah. This is the seid that the Arizal brings of the three shemos that we find on the outside of the mezuzah. There's the shem shakai, that's one thing. But then you have the shemos, the oisiyos, which come after Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem. In Shema Yisrael, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. In the sentence of Shema Yisrael, there are three names of Hashem. Yudke Vavke, Elokeinu, Yudke Vavke. So on the back of the mezuzah, if you'll check, there are three names of Hashem which look like Arabic to us. And those are the letters Chof Vav Zayin Vav, which are the letters which come after Yud K Vav K. After Yud comes the letter Chof in the Hebrew alphabet, right? After K comes Vav, after Vav comes Zayin, after K comes Vav. After Elokeinu comes Beis Mem Vav Tes. Beis Vav Chof.
Why are you writing these two names?
Excuse me.
Why are you writing?
Right, with hyphens in the middle. Naturally, I see he's doing.
Oh wait, no. Which names?
These three names of Hashem.
The ones with the letters afterwards.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Any shems of Hashem. One second. Just a second. Chof. We left out a Chof. Beis Vav Chof. Be quiet.
So.
Shh.
I
wanted
to open
up the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. And then again, Chokov Zayin Vav. It's Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem, the letters that come out afterwards. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that if you'll add up these three Shemais, it's exactly Begematria Sichayim plus Ayin. Showing that in a person's house also, at any Pesach, Samach Yud, Ches Vov Nun, Ayin Gimel.
Ayin Gimel?
You have to check, just a sec. Write down Ayin Gimel. Write down Ayin Gimel first, and I'll add it up. 60, 70, 78, and 6, 84, and 50, 134, and 70, 204, 207. We need six more. The Ayin Vav Gimel, right. Samach Yud Ches Vav Nun, Ayin Vav Gimel. Okay. That's those three Shemri HaPesach, which are Keneged, the Klipos of Sichin and Oig, which are always the Shemri HaPesach. Those are the Klipos that stand in the entranceway to Eretz Yisrael, in the entranceway to every Yid's house, trying to prevent the person from coming into any Madrid of Kedusha. One second, we didn't finish it. Now comes the Cherry on top. Now, what's the side of the 2.5 Shvatim who had to remain out of Eretz Yisrael? They committed a sin. What was their significance? The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, we know that each one of the Shvatim were called Shiftei Koh. Hashem was made on them that they were Kodesh by adding the letters Yud K to their names. Shevet Hore Uveni. Hashem added the hay in front, the yud in back. Hashemayini. You know, blah, blah, blah. Hashem added the letters Yud K to all their names. Why Yud K? The answer is Yud K is the Shem Havaya. As Maram is the Shem Havaya. Why? Because the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that Yud K, the Milui, Yud is Yud Vav Dalid, K is K Aleph, is Bigamatria 26, the Shem Havaya. So in other words, those two letters are actually a summary of the whole Shem Havaya. If you want to abbreviate the Shem Havaya, you say Yud K, we know we're talking about Yud K Vav K. If not, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, this is the site of the 2.5 Shvatim who had to remain outside of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael required a mezuzah on it. You know who the mezuzah of Eretz Yisrael were? These 2.5 Shvatim. How do we see it? Because 2.5 times Yud Kei Vav Kei is exactly Begematria mezuzah. These 2.5 Shvatim, wow, which symbolize 2.5 times the Shem Hashem, is Begematria mezuzah. They were, in a spiritual sense, the mezuzah for Eretz Yisrael. The Mem Zion Vav Zion He, they equalized this clip of Sichin and Oig, which is equalized by the three Shemes.
You say that's why they were the first ones to go into Galus, the others couldn't go until they went.
Exactly. Because the mezuzah had to be prepared for that. So this clarifies that issue so much.
They had to stay 2.5 Shvatim outside of it.
Exactly. In other words, they said they didn't have room in Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't enough pasture for them, blah, blah, blah. What's the side behind it? Why did they have to be there?
How they react to this?
They loved it.
I
explained it to them, and they loved it. I'm saying, where else are you going to get this kind of information to understand these mitzvahs so clearly? Who else knows the reason for those shamus in the back of the mezuzah? And the reason why 2.5 Shvatim had to remain outside?
Well, why does it have to be the letters after those letters?
That's a separate thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, reason
but the reason that it is because it equals up Ayin and Sichin.
Exactly.
Showed the
they
cell
already
showed.
Exactly.
Because in Tuma there is a
Shamri HaPesach. It has to be a big douche in Shamri
HaPesach. And what was the whole thing when he said Vayogar?
Oh, that why did they lose that? Because Vayogar would show.
Represented them.
Exactly. That. Because, in other words, that's a fear.
It's
a
reason
of
a for fear.
They saw that this clip of Sichan and Oig was defeated. He saw that there is that Bnei Israel were very powerful.
What do you mean?
Vayogar means he was afraid. But if it wanted to say afraid, it should have said Vayira. Yogar shows a fear of the destruction of these two clip by Sichan and Oig. He saw already Bnei Israel were way up there. They were able to be Machnia Sichan and Oig. They must have been very
there's
powerful.
No reason, there's
a certain
reason why those letters are in the back of
the
mezuzah. Is there any reason besides
the
mezuzah?
Oh, that I don't know.
It's not mentioned in the mezuzah.
That I don't know.
I don't think it's in the mezuzah,
No, but this is what's done. You check any
mezuzah. I've heard historically what happened is that there was a point where there was some Kabbalah met.
2-minute review. This Torah was talking about the union of Tefillah very, very much. Rav Enizal started off talking about Eretz Yisrael, about in order to see the Mapola, Terenun Hay. We're up to Vezehu Shamar Abashol in middle of Tess. In middle of Tess, paragraph Tess.
Vezehu Shamar.
Exactly. Vezehu Shamar Abashol. Okay, Rav Enizal started off talking this Torah about the union of seeing the Mapola of Rishon, that it's impossible to see the real Mapola of Rishon except through Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Enizal said, how do we draw the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael and Golus now? Through Zechus Avos, which is the beginning of what we said today, V'zachati es Brisi Yaakov, V'achas Brisi Yitzchak, V'achas Brisi Avraham, V'ha'oretz Ezgur. Those two go together, Eretz Yisrael and the Gimel of HaSagdashim. And then Rav Enizal said that what's the main power of Rishon? The union of Ra'ayin, as we find by Esav. When Esav, who is the symbol of the leader of all the Klipos, came to attack Moshe Rabbeinu, he came with the Arba Me'ais Ish,
which Rabbeinu Zal says is the side of Ra'ayin, Ayin Hara, because Ra'ayin is the gematria of 400.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret of the 400 men whom he came with. That's the power of Rishoam. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when Tzaddikim see that Hashem is treating Rishoam a little bit nicely, and they judge Hashem properly, that Hashem knows what he's doing and his mishpatim are righteous and everything, that's how they're able, number one, to put a lot of koyach into their tefillah, and that's how they're able to defeat and make a mapola for these Rishoam. Then Rabbeinu Zal went a little bit off on a tangent about the union of tefillah, how tefillah is associated with Korah Duma, because in the Shalma Purim, Sifasenu, the Pasuk says, that tefillah today is in place of Purim. Therefore, whatever properties the Korah Duma has, tefillah has also. And he showed the Gimel Malachis, Asifo, Shechita, and Sreifa. He showed the ingredients of the Korah Duma, the Ofor, the Efer, the Eitz Erez, Shnitzelas, the Ezeiv, how all of those are related to Nyonim of tefillah. And then Rabbeinu Zal stressed that in a person's tefillah, he has to be ma'aleh the gimel koilis. Rabbeinu Zal explained three different koilis of klipa that exist, and how a person with tefillah has the power to be ma'aleh those three koilis and be misakin them. And he showed how, because when a person's in the Hechal HaMelech, it's bechinas kulay ubehecholay kulay oimer kavoid, all the amirois he interprets the kavoid. Then Rabbeinu Zal spoke a little bit more about the inner of zechusava, it's related to the mitzvah of chala, how we see in chala, the shir of Mem Gimel Bechemesh Be'a refers to the union of Mogain, Mogain Avraham. Mogain is Michoel, Gabriel, Nurikel, which are the three malachim which correspond to the Gimel of Sakreshim. Okay, then Rabbeinu Zal said you should know that not every person is capable of being Mesakin these Gimel Koilites, because there are times when the Koilites come. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal is going to quote a story from the Gemara, in which is going to be found a review of everything we had so far in this Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vizehu Shomer Abashol." This is the story of Abashol that we quoted in the beginning, where Abashol said, "Kever Mesim Hoisi." I was a grave digger. I was one who buried corpses. What does that refer to? Who is considered a mace? Rishoim bechayem kruyim mesim. Shehoisoi hishtadlusoi tomid lirois behachreis rishoim. His efforts, Abashol bent his efforts to see to it that rishoim should be cut off, should be destroyed. Shebechayehem kruyim esim, Rishoim are the ones who, even while they're alive, they're considered dead. So when we talk about dead people, we're talking generally about Rishoim, Bechinas Rishoim. And what was he? He was a kaiver mesim. He was one who buried the Rishoim, in other words, who tried to wipe them out. Pamachas, one time, ratzti achar tzvi, I was chasing after a deer, the story is, venichnasti bekulish al meis, and I entered into the thigh bone of a corpse. This is the story that he related. Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Pamachas ratzti achar tzvi, ki ikar mapolosun shel rishoim hoide rusha seret Yisrael. We said that the main mapola for rishoim is only through the conquering of bechina seret Yisrael, al yedei hamshochas kedusha seret Yisrael, by a person drawing upon himself the kedusha seret Yisrael. How do we know that? How do we know that that has to do with destroying rishoim? Bebechinas, as we quoted the pasuk in the beginning of the Torah, shave liyamini at oshis oivecho hadayim l'raglecho. That if you'll be bechinas yamin, bechinas binyamin, bechinas eretz Yisrael, that's when you'll have oshis oivecho hadayim l'raglecho. You'll have your enemies made into footstools for your feet. Ve'eretz Yisrael tzvihi lecho ha'aratzais. And we know that the Navi says in Yechezkel that eretz Yisrael is called the deer of countries. Why? Because the payrois over there, the reason given is because the payrois of Eretz Yisrael ripen faster than all other countries. That's why Eretz Yisrael is considered speedier than all other countries. The Gemara says another place, why is Eretz Yisrael nimshal etzvi? Because of the lamala men amokoyim. Lamala men amokoyim. Exactly. Okay? Now, the Gemara continues to say, v'nechnasti bekulis shel meis. I entered into the thigh bone of a mace. What does this mean? I entered into the inyan of the being mesakein, the kulis, the koilis of klipa, of the rishoim, of the mason. Veratzti achrov sholosh parsois. I ran a distance of three parsois. Hainu, bechinas tefillah, meaning I pursued the issue of tefillah, which is an inyan of sholosh, an inyan of three. Shehen gimel tefilais, the three tefilais, va'al yodam misnaitzeitz oyer gimel avais, and it's bedafka through the three tefilais, who originated the three tefilais? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the gimel avais, It's through the three tefillos that the Oyer Zechus Avos is misnoitzitz, lights up. Shehin Bechinas Raglei Hakisei. The Avos Hakdoshim are the Raglei Hakisei, the legs of the throne of Hashem. We know that what are the four legs of the throne of Hashem? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and David HaMelech. So we see that they are Bechinas Raglin, which is an Indian of Parsa. Parsa means a step, the foot. Parsa is an Indian of the foot. Shalosh Parsois, the three tefillos, which are comparable to the three regolim, raglayim of the kisei, the gimel avos hakdoshim.
Parsa in this case is foot.
Exactly, refers to a footstep. However, the literal translation of the Gemara over there is three parsa, you know, 3-4 mile distances, you follow?
Why five of
them? Koilos. The word kulis is bechinas koilos. That's how he's interpreting it here. Okay. This is an agadah. This is like the Imam Mori about Rabba Bar Bar Chana.
Kulis also means like the deep, like you have like the base hill where like the holes in the walls are called kulis shomes. Like the holes used to dig into the rock.
That I don't know. But if you look in Rashi HaKadosh HaMitzvah Gemara, from what I record, it means the Bible. We'll check it right afterwards just to confirm. I'm almost positive. Okay? Okay, so he entered into the Bechina of Tefillah. For what purpose? Kedei lahamshich oyer Eretz Yisrael, in order to draw upon himself the oyer of Eretz Yisrael, shehi Bechinas Tzvi hanal, which is the singing of Tzvi that we had before. Utzvi loy higati, v'koilios loy kolsa. The deer I didn't catch up to, and the koilios, this thigh bone, didn't end. I kept running and running, and there didn't seem to be any end in sight. Rabbi Nizal says, "Shelo hisig bechinas Eretz Yisrael bitul koilos hanal." He wasn't zeichet to be masig yet. He's talking about the point at which he wasn't zeichet to be masig the full kedusha of Eretz Yisrael yet. However, at the completion of his tefillah, ukeshechazarti la'achayrai, when I turned back, when do you turn back? When do you go backwards? Hainu achar gemar tefilosi she'oz poiseya ha'odom li'achayrov gimel psiyois. This refers to the gemar, the completion of tefillah, successful completion of tefillah, where a person takes 3 steps back. You see that parsa is an unit of steps. Then, Amruli, they told me, shel oid melech haboshim hi, that this kulis, these koilos, are from oid melech haboshim. This is from a super klipa. Ve'ein kolodom yochay lesakin koilos seilu. Not every tzaddik has the power to be lesakin the koilos of oid melech haboshim. Why? Ki achizosoi biyamin. Because Oig's Achiza is in Avraham Avinu, which is Yemin, which is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. He draws from the Yemin, which means it's much, much harder to be misakin him, to go up against him. Vafilu Moshe Rabbeinu hoya yara miponov. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was very much afraid of Oig Melech HaBoshan, as we see in the Chumash, ad shehivticho Yakadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem told him, al tira oisai, don't be afraid of him, don't be afraid of Oig Melech HaBoshan, because you'll still be able to defeat him. And Rabbi Zal once mentioned that Altira Oisai, the Zohar Kodesh says, Altira Ois Vav. Don't be afraid of his letter Vav. Oig is Bechinas Zerampin. Don't be afraid of his Korach of Zerampin, because you are Zerampin Beshlemis. Your Vav is much, much higher than him. You'll be able to defeat him without any problem. You'll see in a minute how this is going to come in handy soon. How this Chiddush that Rabbi Zal mentioned is going to come in handy soon.
Like you have told us well many times, Rav Nachman says in the Mukuti Lachis that if you have perfect munishleimer in Hashem, then you're not supposed to fear anything except Hashem. Now Moshe Rabbeinu did have a munishleimer in Hashem, so why should we be afraid of Ay?
The answer is because he knew that this was a very difficult item. It wasn't so much a fear of being successful as it was a fear of going into battle. And that we find even Rav Nachman says, I'm just going to recall, just a second. Oh. When we were talking about Yemei HaTroyos, if you recall, I mentioned that it's written that Rav Moshe Zal told his Talmidim afterwards, after the whole incident by then, that the fact of the matter is that Rav Moshe Zal had told them clearly that there would be machlokes. Rav Moshe Zal told them, you're not going to have any rest. Mevatech yodin, on yodin, on yodin. They're going to chase you, and they're going to chase you, and they're going to chase you. But Rav Moshe Zal said that you're going to be the one that's going to remain. Everybody else will be wiped out. The ones who will attack you will be wiped out. You'll remain. So Rav Moshe Zal said this Talmidim, so you would think that while this was going on, there was no fear at all whatsoever. He says, but yet in fact, while the situation took place, he was petrified, and he davened, and he davened, and he davened, that Hashem should save him from it. Because at the time that a person